What's up? Katlego Charlie here, and this is A Theatre Maker in Mzansi. This is my monthly podcast where I'm going to be sitting down with all the coolest theatre makers in the game today. I want to talk to them about their process, their politics, and their audiences, amongst a bunch of other things. I also want to talk to you about this thing that we call art that we love so much. Anyway, without much further ado, let's do this. So today I'm talking to one of the coolest theatre makers I know. Someone who's been making theatre for probably as long as I have, probably longer. Came into this game all the way through the streets of Tembisa and is now doing such amazing work that it's insane to imagine how much work this person has achieved in the short amount of time that he's been on the scene. I'll give you a bit of background about the person I'm going to be talking to today. Xolisi Masilela is the founder and the artistic director of Live T and Recorded X Theatre, that's TX Theatre Productions. He owns and runs the prestigious independent theatre in Tembisa, the TX Theatre. He's a graduate of the Windy Brow Theatre's performing arts program. He's an actor, a director, a playwright, and an independent producer. He's the co-founder and the artistic director of the Kuwamba National Women's Theatre Festival and the Tembisa Theatre Week that is currently happening as we speak. Xolisi, known to most of us as X, is a young director who's directed a lot of beautiful theatre productions, such as Tula Tula, that had a great run at the Market Theatre in 2014, Queen, The Chosen Ones, the 2013 Naledi Awards-nominated production, Insanity, one of the Ishashalazi Theatre's festival's best productions, These Are Not My Shoes, that had an amazing run at the TX Theatre during the Tembisa Theatre Week. It had an amazing run at the Joburg Theatre as well, and the Fiti International Theatre Festival in 2018 in Mozambique. He went on to direct the Standard Bank Gold Ovation award-winning production Midumo ya Borwa during the 2018 National Arts Festival, and his well-known award-winning magical production exhibition, which is staged at the South African State Theatre, amongst a bunch of other theatres. X went on to assist other great theatre creatives as an assistant director for productions such as the Naledi-nominated production Six Characters in Search of an Author, produced by the Market Theatre. He was also the dramaturge for Luyanda Sidiya's Phases, not forgetting his latest theatre offering, Walls and Pillows, that toured through the country and the continent of Africa, and now he's currently working on Uncharted, that is at the Tembisa Theatre Week. And that's just a summary of some of the things that X has done in his short but long career. So X, thank you for agreeing to be the first guest. Just to kick us off, tell us a little bit about yourselves as an organization. So what is TX Theatre?
TX Theatre. TX Theatre, it's a theatre space, an alternative theatre space that is in Tembisa and is curated by the TX Theatre Productions, and it operates mainly from Moses Mulela Quad Center. But TX Theatre is a theatre that could travel anywhere in this country where there are four walls and electricity. So that is the TX Theatre.
All right, no, that's great, man. I'm glad to hear that, you know, you speak of a certain kind of vision in what you're talking about, and that it's sort of the space itself is not limited to the location that it's in. So you could make the TX Theatre in Tembisa, you could make it somewhere in Australia, you could make it somewhere in Michigan, you could take it anywhere in the world, and it would still retain that identity of it being the TX Theatre. So tell me a little bit about the composition. Who is a part of TX Theatre Productions?
The TX Theatre production is made out of 9 individuals who came together to create this amazing organization that is creating festival and creating alternative spaces and producing work independently. So the TX Theatre Productions is made out of 9 individuals, but we have 7 permanent individuals who are working for the TX Theatre production on a day-to-day basis, and we have 2 who are part-time and also enhancing their skills out of the TX Theatre Productions. So we have Xolisi Masilela, Mongezi Mabunda, Itumeleng Mueketsi, Itumeleng Thobejane, Biggie Surprise Musetla, Sizwe Ndabana, Kenneth Mphahlela, who are working on the TX Theatre production on a day-to-day basis. And we have Solomon Mashian, who's also part of the TX Theatre on a part-time basis, but is a member of the TX Theatre. And we have Josias Mashiani, who is a member of the TX Theatre, but on a part-time basis. But all of us, we make board members of the TX Theatre productions.
Mm. That's great, man. And it's great to hear that, you know, you've got a team around you, and it sounds like there's a shared vision that's happening. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do the kind of work that you do. And let's take it right to the work that you do. Currently, y'all are running a festival called the Tembisa Theatre Week. So tell us a little bit about that.
Tembisa Theatre Week. Tembisa Theatre Week, it's a festival that celebrates theatre in Tembisa. So Tembisa Theatre Week celebrates new plays or new dance pieces. So in Tembisa Theatre Week, what we do, we create a platform for new work. So there's no funding as yet. So it's a platform where we give all technical support and we give all marketing support to these new creators who are participating in the Tembisa Theatre Week. So the Tembisa Theatre Week, it's a platform for new plays and new dance pieces.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about the productions that are going to be on stage. Some of them have already been performed, and others are still going to perform until the end of the weekend. So what are these works? Are they new? And who are the directors?
The Tembisa Theatre Week has 13 productions. So we have The Escape Artists and Conspiracy by Given Maluleke. We have Upside Down by Muruti Abednego Dlamini. We have Unchartered by Mxolisi Masilela. We have Smoke and Mirror by Mabato Tshweni. We have Moving by Mutlalipule Tlhome. We have Snake and Leather by Linda Wakashabangu. We have The Mystery Accent by Katiso Murapedi. We have The Shower by Katlego Mkhodi. We have Murungwa by Masai Sipuru. We have Melanin by Nesh Elma Khobane. We have The Beginning is Within by Lucky Ntlubane. We have Emanzini by Nomfundo Ziqubu. So these are the shows that we'll be putting up this week from the 27th of January to the 2nd of February 2020.
That's amazing, man. It's unfortunate that we couldn't have our interview in the lead up to the festival, but I'm pretty sure in the future we'll be able to do something like that. So we've worked together on a few things from a distance, myself and the Independent Theatre Makers in Pretoria, yourself and the Independent Theatre Makers in Tembisa. And, you know, I already know that, you know, you deal with a lot of challenges when you're putting things together without much assistance, you know, whether it's by choice or by design. I don't know anymore. But tell me a little bit about some of the challenges that you have faced in putting the festival together.
So some of the challenges that we mainly faced with every year is shows pulling out, not because they don't want to participate in the festival, but they don't have finances to pull through, you know.
Yeah.
Transport money from wherever where they rehearse or where the company is based to come and participate in our program. So finances has been the biggest challenge ever since. And also to us as curators and producers of this festival, money is always a challenge.
Of course.
We produce it from our pocket, and sometimes our pockets are not enough to put together this work. So yeah, challenges that we faced with is mainly finances. And publicity, man.
Uh-huh.
We don't get enough publicity. We do get papers coming to write about this program. We do get TV there and then, that year and the other year, but not all the time.
Mm.
So yeah, those are the challenges we are faced with in producing the Tembisa Theatre Week.
And all other independent theatre. Yeah, you know, people will see you at this point where you already have 13 productions on stage and they're just like, oh, you guys have money, you guys aren't helping us out, you guys this and that, but really it's a struggle from the ground up, you know. And I'm glad to see that y'all are still pushing in that thread. So tell me something, in this difficult space with a lack of resources where you really need to lean on your collaborators, how do you then deal with decision making and conflict resolution, right? Whenever things happen that, you know, put you guys on edge, what do you do to find a way out of it?
As a team, there's 7 of us on a day-to-day basis. So where we do not agree, we're using the voting system. So where we don't agree and we have a conflict, we sit as a team and we talk about it, and the end should be voting. So we vote, and then whoever wins, wins. So that's how we deal with conflict after talking. And so that we could move forward, there must be a decision that needs to be taken. So we take a decision based on the vote of the members of the organization.
All right, so talk to me about the pros and cons of having a theater, your own theater space, Kukasi, in the township. You know, what are some of the difficulties that come along with it? What are some of the advantages of doing stuff, Kukasi?
Having theater in the township has a lot of things. I mean, but mainly most of them are good things, not so much bad things.
Mm.
So having the theater in the township, you're giving an opportunity to ordinary people to experience theater in their lifetime,
yeah,
which some they wouldn't even experience mm-hmm. theater in their lifetime.
Yep.
And another thing, for artists, they create work knowing that there's a theater right here, and we could create work and we could produce our work.
Mm.
And a platform, again, for artists to fail and for artists to succeed in a good way.
Sure.
It's hard to maintain it. I would never lie. It's hard to maintain a theater while you do not have funding.
Mm.
Sometimes you cannot do programs because you don't have money. Sometimes you cannot do festivals because you don't have money. Sometimes you cannot even put up work because you do not have money. But we, you know, we're in search of something. We're in search of that thing. The thing that makes us live. The thing that makes us think. And having a theater in the township makes it easier that I, knowing that I'm creating work that will be staged. So, yeah.
Mm.
Think that answers the question.
Yes, and it's so important what you're saying. Having a space to be and breathe and play and think where you live, right? So not having to catch a cab to you know, go to the state, you know, or to go to the market or to go to any other metropolitan theater, and now it's right at your doorstep. And I often think about what the environments that we find ourselves in do to us over a longer period of time, right? So if you wake up every day and every day you're being met by Shabin, or every day before you go to school, right across from the school, Kitaven, you know, so what are these things doing? What are these images doing to the desires that you're having for yourself, for your wider general outlook, your worldview on life? So the imposition of a theater space where people can think together, I think that's very important for us and for the people that we hold dear to our hearts. Okay, we're almost done. A bit of a question that I'm sure is on most people's minds whenever they're making new work. Do you find it difficult to sustain a consistent audience base? And so how do you find and sustain new audiences? How do you get new people to come into to your festivals, to come to the space and just to check it out, to keep it alive? What do you do?
Actually, we do not find it difficult to sustain the existing audience that we have. The challenge would be how to find new audiences. So that has been a biggest challenge. But with programs, it also help us to find new audiences. It's like in Tembisa Theatre Week, we have new plays with new writers, somebody who've never produced their work in the TX Theatre, but they know someone in Tembisa who don't know that there's a theater in Tembisa. So during these programs, we find a lot of new audience. Then we keep a database, and when we have anything that we're putting up, we inform them through social media or through text or through phone calls. But we don't find it that difficult to sustain our audiences. I mean, our auditorium is only 80-seater, so it's not much to worry about. So yeah, we don't find it difficult to sustain our audiences, but a bit challenging to find new ones. Unless during our programs, during festivals, we can create new audiences.
You have this confidence about you, and someone who might not know you might think that you're soft-spoken. But I've known you for a while, and I think I can safely say that you're confident in the journey that you're on, right? And not to say that you're arrogant about anything that you're doing, just that you have an understanding of where you've been and where you're trying to go. So I'm thinking about those coming up after us, right? So if a young festival manager or young independent theater maker were to ask you for advice, you know, about how to do what you do and do it in a sustainable and successful way, what advice would you give them?
The advice would be get information, get educated, whether formal or informal, just get educated in what you want to do. And just know that it's not an easy journey. To be independent, it's very hard because everything depends on you. You must make it happen. But how do we make it happen? Is by getting educated. And education doesn't mean you should go to university only, but you can get educated by your own. You can buy books, you could Google books, you could spend time with people who have achieved it in the past. And that's how you can get it right. And in the process, do not lose yourself. Do not become those whom are advising you or teaching you on how to do it, but do you. And in doing you, find a way who has achieved what you want to achieve as an independent theater maker or independent producer, or somebody wants to start a festival, or someone who wants to start a theater space, an alternative space in the township. Just get educated. Look at what had made alternative spaces to die in the past, what had made alternative spaces to succeed in the past, what made market theater as an alternative to end up being a national theater. So yeah, those are the things that I can give you an advice on. So just look on those things.
That's some proper sound advice. You know, whether it's formal or informal, you need to get yourself educated, not certificated. Educated, right? Educated and trained. And it doesn't only mean that you have to go to what people call the recognized institutions, but please do make sure that you're going to a credible space. And quite often you find that those accredited institutions, they don't need to worry about that question of credibility, right? But wherever you go for that education, make sure that there is credibility and reliability. So to bring it back, you know, with this last question to TX Theatre Productions, tell us a little bit about what the year looks like for you, and also let us know where people can follow you guys and your company progress.
The year for TX Theatre Company is the TX Theatre. We have few programs lined up, but we're putting a show every month. So for this year, we'll be putting up 11 shows. So from February to December, we'll be putting at least one show a month, in which we have confirmed 11 shows that we're going to put up this year. And another thing that we're doing, we constantly do programs to empower other people. So we're doing a 3-10 theater program. So a 3-10 theater program, it's a program where we find 3 aspiring directors and 10 aspiring actors, which we're going to mentor as the TX Theatre. And at the end of the year, we're going to put up 3 professional shows with 3 directors and 10 actors. And we're going to participate in all the festivals that are going to happen this year. We're having the Kwamba National Women's Theatre Festival on the second half of the year. We'll be doing work also outside the TX Theatre this year. So we'd be having a dance production, and we are opening a dance company under the TX awesome. Theater. So that's our year, and we are open to partnering with all the producers, all the festival curators. So yeah, that's what we have this year, and we have a music show that we're going to put up. So yeah, that's our year this year.
Awesome. And your socials?
We're on Facebook, the TX Theater. We are on Instagram, TX Theater. We're on Twitter at the TX _ Theater. Our email is info@txtheaterproductions.co.za, and on WhatsApp is 071-514-2823.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, X, for agreeing to talk to me in the first interview for a theater maker in Mzansi. This will go down in the history books as the first. You pop the cherry. So folks, there you have it. If you're an independent producer looking to collaborate with a theater, if you're an actor looking for a space to hone your craft, if you're a director looking to do the same, if you're an audience member looking for a fresh space to go, if you're the community member in Tembisa just looking for something to wake you up out of the drudgery of instant gratification and, you know, all of these things that you're being bombarded with, go out there and see what is happening at the TX Theater. Please, please, please do check it out. That's the only way that these spaces are going to survive. They're made for you, and they're truly, truly made by you. So to ignore these spaces is to ignore yourself. That's it for today's episode of A Theater Maker in Mzansi. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening all the way to the end. If you have any questions for X, please do direct them to me at katlehochale@gmail.com. That's katlegochale@gmail.com. And you can just put in the subject line questions for X, and I'll make sure that I address these questions in the next episode, and I'll get some answers from X too. That's it for today, for this month, for the month of January. This has been an amazing conversation. Thank you so much to X and the TX Theater team. All the best to all of the productions that are happening at the Tembisa Theater Week. If you are a theater creative, a musical creative, an artistic creative doing amazing things that involve live performance, please do let me know before it happens, because I would like to talk to you and, you know, get a little bit of publicity out there for your event, for the cool work that you're doing, and for your story. It's really important that we get to know you so that you can get to know us and reflect. Okay, I get it. Theater's not a mirror. Yada, yada, yada. That's it for this month's episode, folks. We'll see each other next month. Peace.